Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today, skies are going to be turning partly cloudy and we'll have a high into the low 30s. Some of that snow is going to be melting, looks like. You got the coverings open around your home and or your business for the water to go. Might want to take care of that today. Temperature-wise at this hour, though, it's a little cooler. Kenosha, 10 above. In Burlington, it's up to 3 above. Milwaukee checks in at 10. It is 12 degrees in Racine. At City Hall, the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee supports a proposed voluntary agreement with the online home sharing platform Airbnb to collect 8% room tax with rentals. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk says it's a deal that's already in place with the state. Individual agreements with Madison and Green Bay, Racine would be the third municipality. There's really no downside to this proposal, he said, and with Foxconn coming, more room rental activity is anticipated.
So at least for the next 4 years, we may see a big ramp up in the people that are using these kind of home sharing services, whether it's Airbnb, VRBO, or HomeAway. And as a result, at least under Airbnb, we'll be getting room taxes. Now you may ask the question, what about VRBO, what about HomeAway and these others? They're not as good corporate citizens. They're not entering into voluntary collection agreements.
Palahniuk noting city ordinance has defined for years that anybody who's taking money to rent a room to somebody technically ought to be paying the 8% room tax.
This is very different the way lodging has been in the past to this as a concept. I can tell you that we're already talking about how we will regulate this because there was some discussion in our planning and zoning about, well, does someone need a conditional use for permit for this? Mm-hmm. And no, they shouldn't. We probably will amend the ordinance to say this is an accessory use if you follow a series of conditions, and maybe it will require simply a yearly registration or yearly license.
Alderman Henry Perez voiced some concern with one group accepting the voluntary agreement, but at least two others not, and the city ordinance not being amended first to reflect the agreement. The Airbnb room tax collection agreement will now go to the Common Council. In Mount Pleasant, the village board has delayed for 2 weeks a vote to rezone property near Emerson Road and Spring Street for a new South Shore Fire Department EMS station. The village board was scheduled to vote on the request at last night's meeting. Trustee Gary Feast, though, asked for the delay, said he doesn't believe the board has really completed its due diligence on this project. He says he doesn't have an estimate on the cost of construction or the impact on the budget on hiring 6 more firefighters.
I've had a lot of estimates given my way, but until I had more concrete information that what was promised, quote, well, I won't say promised, but what was inferred heavily to me on this entire idea from its get-go, since I don't have those answers, I would prefer not to vote on buying the property at this time.
The decision to delay the vote was 5-1. Meanwhile, a valid protest petition to rezone has been received by the village, and now it's going to require yes votes from at least 5 of the 6 current trustees for passage. Burlington Plan Commission's agenda for 6:30 this evening in council chambers. That includes a conditional use permit for a Casey's gas station convenience store on South Dodge Street, a site application for a fire training facility on South Pine Street, and a conditional use for Black Hawk Drive and a manufacturing distribution plant for Dillon's Chocolates. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee meeting at 5:30 at City Hall. That agenda includes revisiting the proposed ordinance against bullying and harassment. Racine Unified School District Communications Director Stacy Tapp says that a recent video posted on the Julian Thomas School Facebook page was incorrect in stating that students not picked up by 3:30 each weekday afternoon would result in a $1 per minute penalty, a fine. That video, which the Journal Times indicates was taken down after its inquiry on Monday, showed the principal, Dimitri Beekman, also telling parents police would be called if students were not picked up within 20 minutes of being dismissed for the day. The school district's response, according to Tapp, that they will, quote, work with Mr. Beekman on strategies to address the issue of students not being picked up on time, unquote. A Kenosha man who operates a downtown Racine restaurant has been sentenced to what amounts to a year in jail and 5 years on probation. This for no contest convictions to 4 felony drug charges, which is half of the original total, all from an undercover investigation last year. The sentencing from Racine County Judge Mark Nielsen for 43-year-old Edward Bolatto, the operator of the Pizza Chef restaurant on Main Street in Racine, not sitting well with Sheriff Christopher Schmaling. He says it sends the wrong message to both the community in general and his children especially. Court records show 5 separate drug buys made, including behind the restaurant, by a confidential informant who is working for the Metro Drug Unit. Kenosha County Judge Jody Meyer allowing more time for the defense to review evidence in a fatal drunk driving case from New Year's Day, but hinting at nothing beyond that. Case involves 38-year-old Christopher Thayer from the town of Paris. He's accused of leaving a bar after a day of drinking, then crashing his pickup truck into a car on Highway K, killing a 53-year-old woman and injuring her 7-year-old grandson. He's free on a $150,000 bond, April 23rd, the next review date in that case. Racine Fire Department starting the process toward acquiring a new rescue squad with support from the Finance and Personnel Committee to waive the formal bidding process and buy another one of these vehicles from the Foster Coach Company out of Sterling, Illinois. Fire Chief Steve Hansen explaining it's a process that's worked well for many, many years. So are the vehicles, he said, and you get them at a lower cost.
They give us quality service. They give us quality pricing. Where other agencies are spending in the $175,000 to $200,000 range for ambulances, we're spending $150,000 with these folks, so at a considerable cost savings to bidding it out. The other thing is all our ambulances are standardized in terms of compartments and layouts so that each vehicle is not different. Everything's in the same location on the same vehicle, and we have six of these ambulances.
The committee's unanimous recommendation to waive the formal bidding will go to the Common Council next week. Support will allow the city purchasing agent to negotiate a contract with Foster Coach. Mount Pleasant's Village Board last night approving a contract for a project that will shore up the bluffs along Lake Michigan and Lake Park. Rising lake levels, as you know, have been eating away at the bluffs in the area, threatening homes and public infrastructure. It's hoped that this project will at least temporarily stabilize the area. The village's engineer is Tony Beyer. He told the board the project will include about 750 feet of shoreline.
It's primarily straddling two failing dead-end roads that we have abutting the Lake Michigan Bluff. And in close proximity to that is Sheridan Road to the west of the lake, which is in some places 150 to 200 feet away. So we have that threatened roadway plus the two dead-end roads, and with that, that's how we came to this 750-foot stretch of bluff to be repaired.
He says they're hoping this will be a catalyst for involvement by the Army Corps of Engineers on a more permanent fix. A lot of folks going to be a little bit warmer this winter, maybe into winters beyond, because of blankets collected during the recent Fire and Ice Festival in Monument Square, downtown Racine. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Downtown Racine Corporation organized the blanket drive, and more than 100 new, used, and in some cases, homemade blankets were donated, more than a third of them collected by Gateway Technical College students. DRC Executive Director Kelly Cruz calling the response tremendous. The blankets were laundered by inmate workers in the Racine County Jail, then rolled and tied with special red, blue, and purple ribbons. According to a sheriff's office news release, the red and blue ribbons symbolize law enforcement involvement in the community, and the purple ribbons represent domestic violence awareness. Some of the blankets will be kept at the county jail to be given to inmates in need when they're released. Blankets will also be distributed to the Women's Resource Center and homeless shelters in the area. In a statement, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said not everyone has a warm place to go or something warm to cover up with, and the blanket drive was a way of extending a helping hand. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And Thursday at the state capitol in Madison on the assembly floor, Racine and Kenosha County is going to be in the spotlight, if you will. The assembly to recognize hometown heroes. Robin and Dan Fedragon from Mount Pleasant will be recognized for service to the community as foster parents, the couple last year welcoming their 100th foster child into their home. Also from Kenosha, Tammy Conforti. She'll be recognized for her efforts to make the all-inclusive Dream Playground a reality. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in podcast form. They're in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.